Raven's Pick'em News.
It's three news stories, but you only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Ready, Raven?
Go.
Woman sues man for $10,000 for standing her up on a date.
Oh, that sounds rational.
Yep. 911 dispatcher tells woman to wake intruder sleeping in her home.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea.
And number three, man arrested after calling police to bring his girlfriend's Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, come on now. Well, the drunk guy I'm going to ignore, the terrible dispatcher. I mean, when would they learn, right? Haven't they seen other dispatcher stories? I'm going to go with suing over a date.
Yes. So a Michigan woman is suing a man for $10,000 for standing her up on a date. She's suing Richard Jordan for intentional infliction of emotional distress on the grounds that Jordan deliberately hurt her by standing her up.
I mean, this is somebody that's been on Google far too many moments. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, seriously, she was like, what can I sue him for?
Well,
like, seriously.
The irony of it is that she also claims that it was the anniversary of her mother's death, so he deliberately did it to hurt her. But what is the most insane thing is that the court hearing was made on Zoom.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a shouting match, and I'm going to play it for you in 1 second. But I want you to imagine that while she's having this court session on Zoom, the judge is there, the guy is there in a separate window, and in the third window, here she is, she's walking through an airport. She's walking through an
while
airport.
While having the conversation.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
Listen to how wacky this is.
Do you understand what perjury is?
Yes, I understand perjury is a lie. I
no,
know what perjury means.
Perjury is a statement, a false statement made under oath. So
exactly, and I got documents that prove he was lying. He
you don't understand. It's a false statement made under oath.
Bottom line is, you said it's a criminal offense, so I will send it to circuit court. Are we done here?
I mean,
is she talking to the guy that she was dating or the judge?
She's talking to the judge that.
What is the judge doing?
First of all, why is the judge yelling back at her? Just at that point, just be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
And just like do whatever judges do and get out of that situation.
I don't know what they do. They hit the gavel and then they get up and they leave, right? I mean, with a Zoom call, you just hit the gavel and they go on to the next person.
End meeting or whatever.
That's right. That's crazy.
I don't know. Have you ever been stood up before? Oh, no. Wait, have you ever stood somebody up? Be honest. Tell me the truth.
So I can't say that I've really been stood up. I wouldn't call it standing up. So there was a girl that I dated for a long time when I was younger. Keep in mind, I was like 22, 23 years old when this happened, right? Mm-hmm. And we had broken up and, you know, I did the thing where I called her late at night, you know, sometime, blah, 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 probably after working and having a few and invited her over. But then I fell asleep.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. And so the front door locked and then like we had an outer door and an inner door and nobody woke up. So she kept leaving messages. And this was like before cell phone even at that point. It was like an actual answering machine.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it was like a movie. It was like a meme. Like there was like 17 messages and they got more and more crazy. I never woke up. Oh, my God. There was tears. There was screaming. There was all that. I mean, I feel bad right now. Thanks for bringing this up.
You should feel bad.
I was like 24 and I fell asleep after a couple of Jager bombs.
Also, what is she doing going? You know what I mean?
I'm sure she's moved on to such a better life. I'm sure.
Ironically, I've heard similar stories. And it's always that the guy falls asleep. I don't understand. Why do we fall for that? Why are we so dumb?
I was going to say, you went to college. You didn't hear similar stories about me. These are people you know.
It's the people I know. It's true. Let's try not to stand people up. Otherwise, you might get sued for $10,000 like
this lady. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.